Today we're going to talk about enforcement for the upcoming deer gun season with Chief Game Warden Scott Winkleman. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Scott, the deer gun season is a popular outdoor activity for a lot of families, friends. Let's talk about some of the more common game and fish violations that happen during the deer season.
Yeah, Mike, certainly the deer gun season is the most popular hunting season we have in the state, and everybody enjoys it. There are some common violations that we see every year. Driving off trail during the deer gun season, having a loaded gun in a vehicle is illegal while hunting, even if you do have a concealed carry permit or under constitutional carry. While in the field hunting, you still cannot have that firearm loaded for safety reasons. And then tagging issues as well.
Scott, let's move back to the driving off trail.
Okay.
Explain that. A lot of people are confused if there's a trail going through the middle of a field or section lines, a different kind of trail. Explain the off trail rule.
During the deer hunting seasons, it is illegal to drive a motor vehicle off of an established trail on private land unless you are driving out to retrieve a lawfully harvested and tagged animal. You can take the shortest route out to retrieve it and back out. Other than the retrieval though, you cannot drive off of an established trail.
And if it's on private land, do you need permission?
If it is on private land that is posted, yes, you would need permission. If it is not posted, you would not need permission from the landowner, but we would encourage you reaching out to those landowners and communicating with them and building relationships.
You need to wear orange clothing.
Yes, during the deer hunting season, all big game hunters during the gun season must wear at least 400 square inches of solid blaze orange and an orange hat.
And that's, a safety issue. We definitely want people to be wearing their orange.
Absolutely. That is, the safety violations are something we take serious. It's not a common violation because it is well known and it's easy to do. But yes, we do want to make sure everybody is wearing the orange and we have an accident-free season.
Even after you harvest your deer?
Yes.
Don't take your coat off and start, doing your...
Right. It's too easy for accidents to happen and there's no reason to take it off.
Scott, every year we hear this. You harvest a deer on property where you have a legal right to harvest a deer and it ends up on posted land. What should the hunter do?
The hunter does have a right to retrieve that game under state law. First thing I would recommend doing though is try and contact the landowner if you can. Let them know what happened. Most of the time they're not going to have any issue with you just going out there and retrieving it quick. But yes, the hunter can go out and retrieve that animal.
Without their weapon?
Correct.
Okay, that's a big thing.
Yes, the animal has to be dead and without a weapon, because if you take a weapon in there, then you're considered hunting. But for strictly retrieval of a dead animal, the hunter does have the right to do that.
What if you're hunting, Scott, and you find a wounded deer? What should you do?
If a hunter does find a wounded deer, nobody likes to see anything suffer, but just give the local game warden a quick call, tell them what happened, and they will either give you further direction from there or come out and investigate it themselves.
Okay, how about hunting section lines and road right-of-ways?
So section lines in the state are open to public travel, but they are not open to hunting, just travel only. So if the land is posted on either side, then it is considered posted to the middle of the section line. So it would be closed to hunting without permission.
Scott, if you're out, not only deer season, but any season, if you see a violation, what should you do?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things that the public can do and hunters can do to help us is if they do witness a violation or what a hunter thinks might be a violation, call the Report All Poachers line. Try to collect as much information as possible. Do not confront the individual that you suspect might be doing something, but collect as much information as possible. Call the Report All Poachers line at 701-328-9921. Relay the information to them and they will get a hold of one of us to investigate further.
Scott, something that's recently changed in the last year or two is electronic posting. Land does not have to be physically posted in North Dakota anymore.
Correct. So when hunters are out hunting, they need to do two things now if hunting on private land. They need to look for those physical posted signs, and if those don't exist, they need to double check on the on our system for make sure it's not electronically posted. That system has worked out very well for hunters and landowners alike, but just hunters need to remember that there is a second step that they will need to do to make sure land isn't posted, and checking that electronic database.
A lot of landowners could still be out harvesting some of the standing crops. We need to be mindful, hunters need to be mindful of those landowners.
Absolutely. The majority of the land in North Dakota is privately owned, and we always encourage hunters to be mindful of the farmers and ranchers and landowners, and try not to park on a road that might block equipment being moved, and be on the lookout for sure.
And leave the gates as you found them.
Yes, and it is a state law. If you open a fence gate, you do need to close it behind you as a hunter.
Scott, a lot of people are out deer hunting. The number one thing is to come home safe.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to have a good, enjoyable season. It's hard to do if there's accidents. So go out, enjoy our great outdoors and the deer season. But number one, be safe.
A lot of great information, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.